Welcome back. Crippling economic sanctions against Russia are taking their toll on both the government and ordinary citizens. The Russian central bank recently doubled short-term interest rates and imposed capital controls. And here to break down all of the fallout and potential adverse reprisals is Karsten Brzeski, ING Research Global Head of Macro. And Karsten, thank you for being here today. Can you just give us an overview? Because we get these reports piecemeal. FedEx is blocking their operations or not serving the area. Microsoft today as well, but kind of paint a broad picture for us of what's going on.
Yeah, quite a lot, to be honest, especially since last weekend. Well, I think we had the official sanctions, and the official sanctions were first, and that was very important, freezing off the Russian central bank's assets when it came to FX reserves. So all their FX reserves held in Western central banks were frozen. That is one. Then the next thing is that a couple of banks were excluded from the banking communication system SWIFT. So this clearly has cut off these Russian banks from international payments. Makes it extremely hard to actually to pay and to get revenues into the country. Then we have the longer term sanctions targeted at individuals. I'll call these the sanctions on the oligarchs. Then there is the longer-term sanctions, the export ban on high-tech goods out of the EU and out of the US to Russia. So, for example, think of parts for aircraft. So this should, in the longer run, undermine the Russian high-tech sector. And then on top of that, we have, let's say, without actually official sanctions, now that so many Western companies started to pull out of Russia, started to cut the ties with Russia. So the only thing actually that is still left is that we still have gas and oil flowing or being pumped from Russia to the US, to the EU, and both countries are also paying for that.
And I'm just wondering here, we got a bit of breaking news. I don't know if you heard it before the break, but Bloomberg is reporting that the White House is considering banning all imports of Russian oil. And we know that Russia is the third largest crude pumper and producer in the world. What kind of effect could this have on the global economy, and not just Russia, but also the United States?
Well, on the global economy, this clearly means, and you also showed it before, higher oil prices, and not only temporarily higher oil prices, but really sustainably higher oil prices. And what this means for the global economy is the global economy, and depending on where you are, at least slowing down. For the US, I would argue there could be a bit of slowing down. For Europe, it's actually much more severe. In Europe, we would talk about a stagnation, and we even have a risk of a recession, because in Europe, the dependence on Russian oil and gas is much higher. So if here the imports would be stopped, this would put pressure on prices. Higher prices mean pressure on consumers, but also on companies. Don't forget that on the manufacturing sector, because there could be supply disruptions. So this is not only higher prices, but this could also lead to production disruptions.
And I want to take a different angle here. A couple of developments today. First, there is a Russian watchdog that blocked Facebook in the country. That's according to Interfax. And then a key provider of internet, the internet backbone that serves them from the U.S., one of that is called Cogent Communications. They are blocking access. And I have to think, if I'm the average Russian citizen and suddenly I'm blocked from not only social media apps, but my internet is slowing down because companies are withdrawing support, at what point does the public potentially revolt against this?
I wouldn't dare speculating here in all honesty, but I think what it means is that the public will start to wake up. The public will also start to realize that there is more going on that they have been told so far, because the narrative that is being told in Russia is clearly a different one from the narrative we hear in the US or in Europe.
Well, you can bet your bottom dollar on that. Really appreciate your insights and stopping over here. Karsten Brzeski, ING Research Global Head of Macro.